For Doyle's budget to have any hope of balancing, Wisconsin's economy has to turn around. The governor's estimates assume that 2009 will be tough, but that in 2010, income and sales tax revenue will bounce back. Beyond that bedrock assumption, the budget also assumes that people are going to keep buying cigarettes here, even though Wisconsin's tobacco tax could be one of the highest in the nation. Doyle wants to increase the price of cigarettes by another 75 cents per pack, on top of the dollar increase in the last budget. Wisconsin's budget also relies on the refinancing of more than $300 million in tobacco bonds under shaky market conditions. The governor says he left a $270 million balance in the state's checkbook to provide some breathing room. But Doyle says there is a chance this budget won't last a full 2 years.
I hope this isn't the case, but we could be coming back in the summer or the fall, and there could, if the economy's taken another really sharp downturn, then we're going to have to come back and, you know, do even more.
A $270 million balance might sound like a lot of money, but it's paltry compared to the overall budget. Consider that back in November, Doyle was projecting a $5.4 billion shortfall. That figure grew $300 million in a little more than a month because of a worse-than-expected slump in holiday sales. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.